Good morning. Today's Daf Masechet Kuf Yud Ches. We are on the Mishnah Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and now we're up to the third kos of the Dal Kosos of the Seder night. Mazgulo Koshlishi. So we are going to be pouring the third cup of wine. Remember, every one of the kosos has said Al Hadavar. It said over something. Kos Rishon said over Kiddush. Kos Sheni said over Magid. Now we're up to Koshlishi. We are now post Suda. We just finished the Suda Salayla, and now, of course, we're going to bench. And so Kosh Lishi can just simply be the cup of wine that we have over benching. It could also be part and parcel of the Dal Kosos. If we just wait one more moment, so the Gemara is going to actually deliberate this very point. But anyway, Mazgulo Kosh Lishi, we pour the third cup of wine, Mevarach HaMazono, and you bench over the third cup of wine. Revi Gomer Lavas HaHalo. Now, as far as the fourth cup of wine is concerned, so that we finish up HaHalo. You're not going to see in the Mishnayos nor in the Gemara anything related to Shoch HaMascha. That's a that's a minug. Its origins are for a separate time. But anyway, so the third and fourth cup of wine, so the Mishnah over here succinctly points out that the third is over benching and the fourth is over halo. The Omer la birchas hashir. And then the Mishnah describes how after halo, what we're going to do is birchas hashir. It's very ambiguous. So when we go through the Gemara today, the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time trying to unravel the ambiguity of what exactly is birchas hashir. Bein hakosos, now. Can we drink more wine? So the Mishnah is now going to be discussing in one more line of Mishnah whether or not there's any opportunity to, that night, Seder night, to drink any more cups of wine. Okay. Again, on a personal note, I'm not interested in drinking any more cups of wine, but the Mishnah over here going back to a time where wine was the beverage. So is there any opportunity to drink more cups of wine? So Bein HaKosos Halalu Imrosa Lishtos Yishteh. So between the first two cups, if you want to drink, you're allowed to drink. It's certainly, you have the liberty to do so. Bein Shlish L'Revi Lo Yishteh. But between the third and fourth cup, so you're not allowed to drink. So between cups one and two, you can add more drinks. And between cups two and three, between cups three and four, you're not allowed to have more drinks. What about between cups two and three? So that's a bit of a klutz kasha, which I've asked. And there's nothing to ask over there between cups two and three, because of course, between cups two and three, you're in the middle of a suuda. In the suuda, so you're going to eat and you're going to drink. Of course, you can have more cups of wine, but it's between cups one and two. In other words, you're between kiddush and kosheni of magid. So there, it's a kiddush. You might have thought that you shouldn't be drinking at that point in time for whatever reason. So the Mishnah is there to tell us, no, you're allowed to. But it's between cups three and four now where the Mishnah introduces us to this iser that you're not allowed to drink between cups three and four. Now, in terms of drinking between cups one and two, it is a discussion amongst the Rishonim as to whether or not you're allowed to drink during Magid. Meaning, in Magid, you're now in the middle of the second cup. So there is a discussion to be had, meaning the Mishnah's allowance to drink between cups one and two, maybe only between the conclusion of cup number one and before the pouring of cup number two. There is that discussion to be had, but I'm not gonna, I just mention it, and then we go on. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to drink between cups three and four, and the funny part is that we get no discussion why. We don't get it in the Mishnah, nor do we get it in the Gemara. The Gemara does not describe or discuss why exactly you're not allowed to drink between cups three and four. So filling in that gap of why is it also to drink between the cups three and four? So we have the Rashbam over here. The Rashbam says, Ben Gimel Adalad Lo Yishteh Matzasa B'Gemaras Yerushalmi. So the Rashbam says, he's quoting Yerushalmi, which of course means that there's no Bavli on this particular topic. So he quotes the Yerushalmi, Lama Lo Yishteh Kedei Shelo Yishtakir. So the Yerushalmi says that the concern is that you may get drunk. Now, if you get drunk, meaning after cup number three, you then start imbibing some more. So you then may get intoxicated and you may never finish halach. So the Yerushalmi is bothered by a simple question. You already are at least three cups into the evening and the chances are is that maybe you might even had more. Only now we're worried about intoxication. So the Rashbam says, this is all the Yerushalmi. The Rashbam is just simply taking us through the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi's answer is that, look, when wine is accompanying food, so the food is able to mitigate the intoxicating effects of the wine. But the wine after the meal, so now you're just drinking wine alone with no accompanying food. So that is a concern of intoxication. And you have to say this, meaning, I don't know why it is, but you're going to have to say that the wine before the meal also is not going to be intoxicating. right? In other words, kosos, one and two have no food with it. Yes, there's a bite of vegetable, but there's no food that comes together with cups one and two, but you're going to have to say that that also is not going to intoxicate. Okay. And that part's a little bit tricky. Now, hopefully you remember that this is not the first time we've discussed this issue about drinking between cups number one and two. This is a topic of discussion that came up 10 dapim ago. On daf kuf ches, so the Gemara quoted this Mishnah for a different reason, but the Gemara quoted our Mishnah over here. And so you remember the Rashbam back there. Okay. It's a good refresher. So the Rashbam back on kuf ches and aleph also, when the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, also brings down this Yerushalmi, but the truth of the matter is that the Rashbam also gives another reason as well. Rashbam Kuf Chesem and Aleph, it's the second Rashbam on the Amud. He says, Denira, right, the Rashbam Dibra Amaschal Ben Shisha L'Revi, so the Denira Kemosif Al Arba Kosos. So he says it's Baltosif, or not exactly Baltosif, but Nirik Baltosif. It looks like Baltosif. Now, it's not Baltosif formal because it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. And I'll ask the question. I don't know the answer, but if you have, let's say, for example, a mitzvah midrabanan, which is quantifiable, like dalakosos, and I add to that. So can it possibly be that you can violate a Baltosif midoraisa? So I leave that question open-ended. I don't know the answer. But the Rashbam writes earlier that if between three and four, I add more kosos, it's nearer to Baltosif. It looks like Baltosif. Meaning it could very well be that it's not Baltosif because I really have no intention of adding to the number of cups of wine. Just right now I'm thirsty and I wanted to have another drink. But certainly though you give the impression. Now between cups one and two, you don't have that problem of nearer kemosif because you know you're going to be having a lot more cups. But between three and four, where there's only one more cup to be had, so if I add another cup, it's nearer kabaltosif. That's the Rashbam back on Kuf Ches. Now, obviously, a different approach than that of the Yerushalmi. Let's continue. We are starting the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayinam and Bey Zamar Lei Rav Chanan LeRav Shmaya Minah Berachas Hamazon Tuna Kos. So here we go. So benching requires a cup of wine. Can't you see that from our Mishnah? Now, again, this is a topic of discussion that we already had once in Pesachim. We discussed back in Brachos in the seventh parak. And whether or not there's a requirement to have benching over a cup of wine. And the Mishnayos never are particularly clear about that. The Rashbam says it right over here. We don't have a Mishnah Behedya that tells us that benching requires, it demands a cup of wine. But there are a number of allusions to it, a number of reference to it. And our Mishnah seems to be an additional reference to the idea that you have to bench over a cup of wine. So Amrlei, so this was at least Rav Chanan's attempted diuk in our Mishnah. Rav says back to Rav Chanan, no. Amalei arba kosos tiknu rabbanan derech eres kol chav echad navid be mitzvah. He says, no, not necessarily. This could be just simply a halacha that is relevant to Pesach, meaning that the rabbis instituted dal kosos, specific to Pesach. And as part of the dal kosos, one of them is set over benching. But that's not a reflection that benching requires a kos. It just could be very well be that that the evening of the Seder night requires dal kosos, and we're going to attach one of them to benching. But it's not a referendum on benching itself, whether benching requires dal kosos or does not require dal kosos. Okay, so once again, the Gemara just simply sidesteps this issue, and the Gemara says that we don't have a Beferish Mishnah that tells us that you have to bench over a cup of wine. This ambiguity, which the Gemara leaves us in whether benching does or does not require a cup of wine, so it's reflected, meaning the halacha is that you don't have to bench over a cup of wine, and various shitas amongst the Rishonim, even the Shulchan Aruch, in terms of benching requiring to be set over a cup of wine or not requiring a cup of wine. Right? The times you may end up seeing it or doing it is on Shabbos for whatever reason. Right? I've yet to see anyone do it during the week, but on Shabbos you'll see people doing it in the context of a Zimun, or maybe if there's a minion, but that ambiguity is already found right over here, where our Gemara does not want to take a hard stand on whether or not benching requires a cup of wine. Revi Omer Gomer Alav Zahalav Omer Alav Birchas Hashir. Now the fourth cup of wine. So we're going to finish Halal. Now, of course, finishing Halal, why do we use the word Gomer Zahalal? Because we already started Halal. Remember the end of Magid? So we said the first two paragraphs of Halal, and now Gemir Zahalal, and now we're finishing Halal. So that's why the Mishnah uses the language of Gomer Zahalal. So before we start the Halal, we pour the fourth cup of wine and we finish Halal, and then the Mishnah mentions Birchas Hashir. And Birchas Hashir, what is that? So that's a wonderful question. In fact, it's so wonderful. The Gemara now is going to be asking that very question. What exactly is Birchas Hashir? The Gemara starts off. So my Birchas Hashir, we're on the very top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda Amar Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu, Rav Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kol Chai. So there are two opinions amongst the Amoraim. We'll start with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says Yaluch Hashem. Yaluch Hashem is your typical conclusion for Hallel. Right, meaning at the conclusion of Hallel, there's the bracha that we add at the end of Hallel. Chazal added at the end of Hallel. So this bracha added by Chazal starts off with the words Yaluch Hashem, and it ends with Berchat Hashem, Melech Mulah, Batishbachos. So according to Rav Yehuda, that's what we're doing. At the end of Hallel, we're making the standard Birchas Hallel. That is Shitas Rav Yehuda. Now let's turn to the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says Nishmas Kol Chai, meaning the additional tefillah that's added on Shabbos, Nishmas Kol Chai, which is really it's like a super yishtabach, meaning it's yishtabach but really amped up. And the basic idea behind Nishmas Kol Chai is that on Shabbos we have a Nishama Yisera, so tefillah was added to the conclusion of Pesukah Dizimra on Shabbos that reflects this idea that we have the Nishama Yisera, and that's the tefillah of Nishmas Kol Chai. So that's going to now be taken from the Shabbos Nosach, and that's going to be added to the post Hallel section of the Seder. Both Rashbam and Tosfos over here write the following. They both agree to this point, and this is not unanimous amongst all Rishonim, but right now on the daf itself. So Rashbam writes this, Tosfos writes this as well, and that is that according to Rav Yochanan, it's in addition to Yahalalucha. Meaning you're gonna say Yahalucha, and on top of that, you're also gonna say Nishmas. Take a look at the Rashbam. Second Rashbam in the Amud, Rav Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kochai, Af Nishmas. You're also going to be saying Nishmas as well, Dainu Birchas Hashir. So you're saying Yahalucha and you're saying Nishmas. The Masinzin, the Ilo Yahalucha, Anu Omrim Bechol Yom Shomrim Bo Sahalo, Umay Shalom Pesach, Tanakat Imlo Lahosif, Od Bracha Cheres. Meaning Yahalucha, that is the conclusion of every Hallel. It's going to make sense, that you're going to say Yahalucha. In other words, it can't be. This is Rashbam's point. It can't be that Yahalucha is going to be taken out altogether because we just finished Hallel, so of course you're going to say Yahalucha. In addition to the Yahalucha, you're also going to say Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the Rashbam's understanding, and you can see the second Tosfos on the Amud where that's Tosfos' understanding as well. Now, exactly how all that's going to fit in, meaning, so that's a lot to cover. In other words, you guys, you're going to finish Hallel, we're going to say Yahalucha, and on top of that, we're going to say Nishmas, and what exactly is going to be the order and what's going to be the sequence? So this is where it gets a little bit complicated, and there are multiple positions on this matter. And the truth of the matter is that two people could be sitting down at the same seder using different haggadahs, and their nusach is going to be a little bit different because there is a discussion to be had regarding exactly how all this gets formatted as the end of, as the post-halal tefillah. Okay, so I'll end that over there, but just realize that you and your friend are going to be sitting together at the Seder and your post-Halal, Yahalalucha and Nishmas are going to look a little bit different one from the other. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes the Brisa. Revi Gomer is a love, is a halal. Sorry. Revi Gomer a love is a halal, Omer halal gadol. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. So for the fourth cup of wine, so you're going to conclude halal and you're going to say halal hagadol. Okay. I'll explain what that is in just a moment. And that Shitas Rabbi Tarfon. Vi Yesharmim Hashem Roi Lo Achsar. And according to the Yesharmim, you say the Parakan Telem of Hashem Roi. The Mehechan Halal Hagadol. So now the Gemara is going to be launching into a lengthy discussion regarding Halal Hagadol. What is Halal Hagadol? So it's actually really simple. Halal Hagadol is a Parakan Tehillim. Notably Kuf Lamed Vav. So Parak Kuf Lamed Vav in Tehillim is what the Gemara here describes as Halal Hagadol. The Gemara is going to, I know it sounds funny, but the Gemara is going to sing the praises of Halal Hagadol. The Gemara is going to make a big fuss over Halal Hagadol, the 136 Perek of Tehillim, and according to Shitas Rabbi Tarfon, that's also added into the post-Halal Tefillah of the Seder night. That's also part of the Birchas Hashir, according to the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. Which, again, by the way, we do. In other words, we include the Halal Hagadol. Now, the Gemara's question over here is as follows. It's a funny name, meaning it's called the Halal Hagadol. So why is it called the Halal Hagadol? I skipped two lines. Okay, Mehechan Halal Hagadol. Okay, sorry. right? Fourth line down in the Gemara. So where exactly does Halacha Gadol begin? Meaning that this section of Tehillim that's called Halacha Gadol. So where exactly does it begin? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mihodu ad Naharos Bavel. So it goes from Hodu until Naharos Bavel. Now Naharos Bavel is Kapitel Kuf Lamed Zayin, right? Al Naharos Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Mechinu. You'll see, by the way, in most benchers. So if you're not saying Shir HaMaalos, so they give you an additional, an alternative intro to benching. And that's by saying, the 137th Perek of Tehillim. I'd say almost nobody does it. In my short experience in life, I saw one person do it. But generally speaking, not seen it done. But basically, according to Rav Yehuda, it's just the Perek of Kuf Lamed Vav. And Rav Yochanan Amar Mishir HaMaalos Ad Naharos Bavel. And according to Rav Yochanan, it's from Shir HaMaalos. Now, the Perek before starts off with... No, the Perek before is Haluka Halu Hashem Hashem Halu Avdi Hashem. Okay? The Perek before that is Shir HaMaalos. And the Perek before that is Shir HaMaalos. And the Perek before that is also... Shir HaMaalos. So, I think, right, if I'm going to guess correctly, basically, according to Rav Yochanan, Halacha Gadol is basically, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Hei, meaning you're saying Perekim Kuf Lamed Hei and Kuf Lamed Vav. As opposed to Rav Yehuda, Halacha Gadol is only Perek Kuf Lamed Vav. Right? In other words, I assume what he means is that you're going to go from the last Shir HaMaalos, which is Kuf Lamed Daled, and then you'll say Perekim Kuf Lamed Hei and Kuf Lamed Vav. I assume that's what he means. Rav Acher by Yaakov Amar Mechi Yaakov Asher Baruch Hu Ka Ad Naharos Bavel, and according to Rav Acher by Yaakov, it goes from Ki Yaakov Baruch Hu Ya, which goes back. So the all the way to the even before Shir HaMaalos could be. Okay. Anyway, No. It doesn't go back that far. Anyway, okay, fine. So various opinions in terms of what exactly Halacha Gadol is covering, and just to say it as simply as possible, succinctly as possible, let's assume that it covers Perek Kuf Lamed Vav. Okay, now with that said, Lamek Nikor Shmo Halacha Gadol. Next question of the Gemara. So why is it called Halacha Gadol? What exactly makes it so great that the Chazal decided that we're going to call it from this point going forward Halacha Gadol? So I'm Rav Yochanan, Mimnei Shakarash Baruch Hu Yoshev Berim Shalom and Mechalik Mizonos L'Chol Birya. So he says, well, I'll tell you what, highlight of Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, of Halacha Gadol, is the second to last Pasuk. Second to last Pasuk, Pasuk Chav, hey? No, Sein Lechem L'Chol Basar. Ki Li Olam Chasto. Akash Baruch Hu gives out, gives to everybody. And that's the highlight. And the way Rav Yochanan articulates it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Berim Shalom. Right, he's detached from the world. He's not corporeal. There's nothing physical about Akash Baruch Hu, and he's so separate from us. And meanwhile, he makes sure that everyone has mezonos. So that is the greatness of Halacha Gadol. I'm Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. Hinei Esrim Vishishi Hodu Keneged Me. 26 Psukim of Hodu. What is that Keneged? So already, right? I'm sure some of you are thinking, right? That's Gemashria of Shem Hashem Yud Kevavke. But the Gemara says, "Keneged Chavav Darish Barakosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamo." 26 generations that the world created, below Nasan Lam Torah, and yet there was no Torah Vizano Sambechazdo, and so therefore there were no Zechuyos that were generated by the generations from Adam Arishon all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet Akash Baruch Hu provided for them, and that's Chesed. That was just pure Chesed that Akash Baruch Hu provided for the world, and there was no Zechus, there was no Torah in which they actually were able to earn that which they received. I'm Rav Chista, my dechsev. So Rav Chista says, look, let's take a look at the pasuk together. Hodel Hashem kitov, hodel Hashem shegova chavasa shal adam betovaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gova chova, meaning that there are many times that we're obligated and culpable and we have many liabilities. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that instead of extracting it from us, he extracts it from our physical items that we own. And that is serving as a gvia. That is payment for some of the obligations that we owe. Asher b'shoro, the asher is going to lose his ox, and ani b'seyo, and the poor person is going to lose his sheep, and yasam b'beit saso, the orphan is going to lose an egg, and almanasa b'tar negalasa, a widow is going to lose her chicken. In other words, Akash Baruch Hu takes physical things away, and that's part of the gviya, that's part of the chesed of Akash Baruch Hu. And the Gemara now is going to be launching into a discussion regarding the difficulties of earning a living. I'm Rav Yochanan Kashim Mazonosof Shal Adam Kiflaim Ki Yoleda. So try this one with your wife to cite her this Gemara over here. If she's a mamin in the Masorah, fine. But I imagine you're going to get a reaction. And that is Kashim Mazonosof Shal Adam Kiflaim Ki Yoleda. Earning a living is twice as hard as delivery. And the Gemara now cites sources for this. So Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that there's going to be pain involved in childbirth. That's part of the klal of Chava. And uva mazonos ksiv be'itzavon. But meanwhile, when it comes to the earning of and making a living, the Torah says itzavon. So you see that it's said in the plural. So it's kiflaim. It's two times. As we assume plural means two times more. So it's two times as hard, as difficult as having a baby. I'm Rav Yochanan Kashim Mazonos of Shal Adam Yosem in a Geula. Earning a living is more difficult than arriving, than receiving Geula. Now, who's going to do a Geula? Kadosh Baruch Hu subs out that job, subcontracts that job out to the Malachim. The Malachim are taking care of the Geula. And meanwhile, Malach Ba'ama Ve'ilu B'Mazonos Ksiv Elokim Ha'Ra'osi. And meanwhile, when it comes to Mizonos, so that's coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Elokim. So you see that obviously Mizonos are much harder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not subcontract that work out, and he doesn't delegate that responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that responsibility in of himself. Now obviously when it comes to Geula, it's also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in terms of the system in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates, so that's delegated. That's a work that's delegated. So it shows that it's not as difficult, so to say. Again, all this to our limited understanding as Mizonos. Mizonos is unbelievably challenging, and so therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do it bechvodo v'atzmo. I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Part of the klala that was given to Adam Arishon is that you're going to be sweating in the field, and you're going to be encountering thorns and thistles. And zalguein of demaus, Adam started crying. And Adam says, I cannot believe it. Now I'm going to be eating the same food that my animal is going to be eating. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Yes, you're going to have to plant, and yes, things are going to grow out of the ground, and yes, you're going to have to harvest them, but you're also going to make it into bread. And when it comes to an animal, the animal is only going to be eating the vegetation as it comes from the ground. But you're going to be processing it, and you're going to be making it into bread, and it's not exactly the same. And you and your animal are not going to be eating from the same trough. Reish Lakish says, Ashreinu, we're fortunate. So we were able to withstand, but we're still not fully redeemed. We do eat a salad. I'm not giving a literal interpretation, but you understand. Meaning that to a certain degree, yeah, we do eat the vegetables that come straight from the ground. And look, I know the meat lover in me is going to come out, but look, every now and then we're also eating a salad. We're eating animal food. Okay, not fully escaping the klala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rav Shizmi Mishmei de Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara now is going to be quoting extensively from Rav Elazar ben Azariah. We're going to have, I count four, coming up. Four statements of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Number one, Kashim Mazonos Shal Adam Kikrias Yamsuf. The difficulty of providing Mazonos for every single person in this world is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Meaning you have to go against nature. Dechsev Nosel Lechem Chobasuf Vesmichle Legozer Yamsuf Legzarm. Again, going back to the Halo HaGadol, Parakuf Lamed Vav. So, Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar, and right next to it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer Yamsuf. He splits the sea. The psukim are not precisely juxtaposed one to another. It's not your Hekish in the classic sense, but it's okay. Gozer Yamsuf L'Gzarim is Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar is Pasuk Chafei. But again, this is not halacha. This is agadic. It's drushes, and okay, so there could be a degree of separation. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. This is now going to be a second memra of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Kashin nekavishal adam kiyom hamisa ukekriyas yamsuf. So the fact that we have orifices, and sometimes we're not in perfect control of them. So and Akash Baruch Hu provides control for them. which definitely, you know, a reminder to you and I to say Asher Yatzer after every bathroom experience. And it's difficult. Difficult ke yom ha-misa and ke kriyas yamsuf. Shenemar, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, maher tzoa lehi paseach. So a reference to the excrement coming out of the body. Uksib asrei, roga ayam v'yamu galav. And then a reference to kriyas yamsuf. So the idea that it's also the operation of the body and specifically the GI tract. So it's a real complication. Next one, third. Amar of Sheshes Mishum Rav Lazar ben Azariah Kol Mevazes Amoadus Kilo Oved Avodah Zara. So as we're approaching Yontif, it's great, mostly to hear from the Gemara, and that is that we got to be careful about Chol HaMoed. Right? The Gemara over here is presumably talking about Chol HaMoed. The Rashbam says it's talking about Chol HaMoed. It's not talking about Yontif itself. And if we could just make a simple diuk in the Gemara over here, if we were talking about Yontif itself, it wouldn't be Bizuwa Yontif, it would be Chilul Yontif. Violating Yontif would be a Chilul Yontif. Over here it says Mevazeh, it's a degradation of Moed, so it's Chol HaMoed. At that point the Rashbam didn't make, but the Rashbam certainly is saying that we're talking about Chol HaMoed. If a person is going to debase Chol HaMoed, it's Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's like a person is involved in idolatry. Shenemar lo hey masecha lo sas alachu ksev basrei es chagam asus tishmor. So you go to Parshas Kisisa, right? We landed a couple weeks ago. And juxtaposed next to one another is Avodah Zarah and making sure that we're shomer chagam asus. We're careful about Pesach and for that matter, the other Chol HaMoed as well, Sukkot. Amar of Sheshes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. This is the fourth statement of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And that's Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara V'Chol Mekabel Lashon Hara V'Chol HaMeid Eid Sheker B'Chaveiro. So you're involved in Lashon Hara. You either speak Lashon Hara or you hear Lashon Hara or you give testimony, a false testimony about your friend. So Rav Lashlichu L'Klavim. So you deserve to be thrown to the dog. Shenemar L'Kav Tashlichuno So Uksei Basrei Lo Sisa Shema Shav V'Kiri Be'Lo Sasi. So over here in the beginning of, towards the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, so you have the pasuk regarding treifa, where what do you do with the treifa? You throw it to the dog, and immediately following Lo Sisa Shema Shav, right, giving false reports, and carrying false reports, and the Kari Be'lo Sasi in the Rashbam over here writes that the Kari Be'lo Sasi probably shouldn't belong in our Gemara, it's not the correct nusach, we all get it from the words Lo Sisa Shema Shav. Regardless, the point is that It's really serious onish in terms of it's a serious avera in terms of speaking lashon hara and such an individual should also be thrown to the dogs, meaning the treifa should be thrown to the dog and the person involved in lashon hara should also be thrown to the dogs. V'chime achar deika halal hagadol. Good adkan. That's the four statements of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. How do we get here? Right? Why? Right? Great. Points of Musar, but how are we here? So the answer is because number one was talking about the Mezonos of Sha'adam, and the Mezonos of Sha'adam, was a carryover from why Halo Hagadol is called Halo Hagadol. It's called Halo Hagadol because Nosim Lechem L'chol Basar. Now, the Gemara returns back to Halo Hagadol. The Gemara now has a simple and poignant question. That is that we've just now been gushing over Halo Hagadol for a half of an Amud. From the top of Kuf Yud Ches, right here to the middle of Kuf Yud Ches and Aleph. So the Gemara is speaking now about how wonderful, what kind of Shevach Halo HaGadol is. And so the Gemara's question now is really simple. It's so big a deal. So you know, there are a number of times a year where we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? For the Yeshuas that we have, so we say Halo. But with the Halo that we say, so obviously that's not Halo HaGadol, but rather we elect to say other Prakim of Tehillim. We say the Prakim of Kuf Yud Dalet, Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Tezayin. I think also Kuf Yud Zayin. So anyway, we say those Prakim of Tehillim. And instead of that, so why don't we say Kuf Lamed Vav? Kuf Lamed Vav, the Gemara has just sung the praises of Kuf Lamed Vav. So why don't we use that for the basis of Halo HaGadol? V'chimei achar deika Halo HaGadol. Ana my time and amrinan hai. So why do we say these Prakim? So mishum sheyesh bo hei dvarim halalu. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, but the Halo, the quote-unquote standard Halo, so it's got also important ideas that we touch on. And as we're going to see in just a moment, relevant to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Halal Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias HaMesim, V'Chevel Shal Mashiach. There are five points that are associated with the standard Halal. And the Gemara is going to go through each one of the five. Yitzias Mitzrayim, so first of all, it deals with Exodus, Tichsi, B'tzeis Yisrael, Mitzrayim. Second paragraph of Halal, B'tzeis Yisrael, Parakuf Kuf Yudalit. Number two, Kriyas Yamsuf, Tichsi, V'Hayam Ra'al V'Yanos. And also, it has to do with the splitting of the sea. So that's point number two. Number three, Mantara. It also involves Mantara as well. The mountains were dancing, were jumping like an ayal. Number four, so I'm going to walk in front of Hashem. That's a reference to Tchias Amesim and Chavel Shem Hashem Tchiv Lolanu Hashem Lolanu. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, please know. Okay, so these are the various points, the 5 points that are connected, associated with Hallow. These are really critical, and that's why they are more relevant to be said for Pesach, and for that matter, any time that Hallow is required. Now, for Pesach, we certainly understand of these 5 points. Right, two of them are directly related to Pesach, and even the third point is pretty connected to Pesach, meaning Matan Torah. So the connection between Pesach and Matan Torah, we count, right? On the second night of Pesach, we start counting towards Matan Torah. So that connection is also really clear. And you can also, speak about the connections of Tchias HaMesim and Chevel Shel Mashiach, although not super connected, but still, I'm sure the connecting points are also there. But the fact that we say Hallel also for the other days in which we say Hallel, so that's not as clear cut. Meaning for Chanukah. Chanukah has obviously nothing to do with the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsuf, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess the point is that once it becomes now the standardized text that's said on Pesach, so now it's going to be the standardized Hallel as well. So when we say Lolanu Hashem Lolanu, please know. Right, the pasuk in Ahala. What is that making a reference to? The Gemara is going to give us a lot of positions. So it's so according to Rav Yochanan, it's referring to the fact that we're being subjugated by the nations of the world. Rav Yochanan Lolanu Hashem Lolanu Zel Mechemes Gog Umagog. Or it's talking about the Mechemes Gog Umagog. Right, they describe it as Armageddon. In other words, the Mechama that's going to come on Chol HaMoed Sukkos and the Haftorah. So we really focus on Mechemes Gog Umagog. Rav Nachman Yizagamar Mim Neshiyesh Baal Milut Nefashos of Tzadikim Megehenim. The neshamas, the nefashos of Tzadikim are rescued from Gehenim. Shenemar An Hashem Mal Tanafshi, pasuk from Hallel. Chizkamar Mim Neshiyesh Baal Yiridasam Shel Tzadikim Lekiv Shaneish VeAliyasam Mimenu. Tzadikim are cast into the Kiv Shaneish and they're rescued from them. So Yiridasam Dechsev Lolanu Hashem Lolanu. So, and now the Gemara is going to understand. Now we have historically two occasions where Tzadikim were thrown into Kiv Shaneish. I'm sure there's more than those, but at least what we know based on, now I was going to say the Pesukim, but it's not really the Pesukim. Avram, which we're going to touch on in just a moment, there's no Pasuk in Chumash that talks about Avram being thrown into Kiv Shaneish. It is a really popular Medrash, but it's not a Pasuk. Hananya, Mishael, Ve'azariah. So the Gemara over here is going to not cite the Pesukim directly, but indirectly. Meaning we're attaching now the Pesukim and Hallel to Hananya, Mishael, Ve'azariah. So contemporaries of Daniel, right? The four Jews that were brought into the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, serving as advisors for Nebuchadnezzar. And so, but yet maintained their Yiddishkeit. And so eventually Hananya, Mishael, Ve'azariah are cast into the Kiv Shaneish. Daniel was, other things were done with Daniel, but anyway, the, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu Amar Hananya. So that pasuk now, the Gemara is attributing to Hananya, meaning begging a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please save us. Kil Shem Chaten Kavod, for the sake of your name, give us honor. Amar Mishal, that's said over by Mishal. And Al Chasacha Al Amisecha, Amar Azariah, that's said over by Azariah. Lama Yomru Hagoyim, and don't let the nation say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu left us. Amar Kulam, all of them said it. Aliyas Amikiv Shanesh Tichsev, Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim. And now, we go to Perikuf Yud Zayin, the next Perik of Hallel, and that's Haluas Hashem. And that's now, as the three of them are being removed from the Kiv Shaneish, coming up from the Kiv Shaneish, so then now they're all thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only are they thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're at Kol Goyim, all the nations are thanking them as well. Amar Hananya, Shabchu Kol Amim, Amar Mishal, Ki Gavar L'Nechasto, Amar Azariah. And each one of them is saying a section of this Perik of Tehillim. Ve'emes Hashem La'olam Haluka, Amar Kulam. And the end of that short parak of Tehillim, so the Emes Hashem La'olam, so that's said by all three. Yesho Amrim Ve'emes Hashem La'olam Gavril Amru, and now the Gemara is going to go over other opinions. The according to the Yesho Amrim, the Emes Hashem La'olam, the end of Parakuf Yud Zayin, so that's said over by the Malach Gavril. B'shashi Yipol Nimrod HaRosh HaSa Avram Avinu, now we're going to another time that somebody was cast into the Kiv Shaneish, notably Avram Avinu. So Nimrod throws Avram Avinu to the Kivshan Ha'esh, L'soch Kivshan Ha'esh, Amar Gavril, Afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ered, V'etzanan, V'atzil Es HaTzadik Mikivshan Ha'esh. So Gavril nominates himself to go ahead and to save Avraham from the Kivshan Ha'esh. Amar L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yachid Bo'Lami, V'Hu Yachid Bo'Lamo. I'm singular in this world, and quite frankly, Avraham is unbelievably unique. Goes against an entire world order of idolatry and elects to become monotheistic. And so, you know what? I'm going to deal with him myself. It's good for an individual, someone who we're like-minded. I'm unique, he's unique. Now, but on the other hand, he didn't want to take away the schar from Gavriel. Now, I'm not sure what that means. In other words, Gavriel getting schar, and he's a malach, and okay. It comes to a point in time where I just simply, right, and it's often, I know. But I just simply say, I don't fully understand what are we talking about, the schar of a malach. But anyway, so Gavriel now is going to be receiving the schar at a later point in time, generationally, notably, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Gavriel was the one who saved them from the Kivshan Ha'esh. Darush Rabbi Shimon Ashiloni, you go to the Pesukim in Daniel, by the way. In other words, there's an image of a fourth entity that's in the Kivshan Ha'esh. It's the Malach Gavriel. And now we're, the Gemara over here is assigning that fourth individual to the Malach Gavriel. Anyway. Darush Rabbi Shimon Ashiloni, Bishashi Yipul Nebuchadnezzar, Arasha, Chananya Mishal Vazarila. So Kivshan Ha'esh, Amad, Yeruk Moshel Habar, I'm sorry, Sar Habarad Lefnei Kosh Baruchu. So over here, according to Rabbi Shimon Hashiloni, we're getting a slightly different version of how Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from Kivshan Ha'esh. So the Sar HaBarad, the ministering angel of hail. So Kosek Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm Alafan of Ribono Shel Olam, Eired Vatzanen as a Kivshan Vatzil as Tzadikim Alalu me Kivshan Ha'esh." And he says, "Look, I'm gonna give you a really simple idea. I'll save them from the Kivshan Ha'esh, meaning I'm the minister of hail. I'll just simply rain hail down on the furnace. It'll cool down the furnace. It'll put out the fire, and they're going to be saved. I'm Rolo Gavriel. Ein Gvura Social Kosh Baruch Hu Bekach. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, look, that would be fine, but it would not get to show off my Gavura. Sha'ata Sar Barad V'Kol Yodim Sha'amai Mechabim Esa'esh. Look, you're the Sar HaBarad. If hail comes down on the fire and puts out the fire, so that's normal, that's natural, and people are not going to see the Gvura Hashem. Here's what I'm going to do. Ella and Isar shall Eish Ered Vakarem Mibifnim. So the but rather what I'm going to do. I'm sorry. Yeah. So Ella and Isar shall Eish Ered Vakarem Mibifnim. The Akdiach Mibachot Van Vesenes Besochnes. So what Akash Baruch Hu does is that he appoints the Sar shall Eish to go down there. Now, how is the Sar Shel Eish going to put out the fire? Exactly. Meaning it's something that's so unnatural, so unusual, and it bucks the natural order and the natural world and the laws of nature. And that's Neis B'Soch Neis. That really shows the flex of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, raid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, you're going to go down. Ba'osah Shah Pasach Gavriel Va'amar Ve'emes Hashem La'olam. So Gavriel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Meaning, there was a point in time historically where I wanted to save somebody from the Kivshan Ha'esh, notably Avram. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, not now. I'm going to do it myself. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu waits and eventually, later, years later, pays back Gavriel. And Gavriel now describes the Emes Hashem. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a God of truth and every word he says is in fact Emes Lamito. Rabbi Nathan Omer, we are the third line down on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. V'emes Hashem La'olam, Dagam Shebiyam Amruha. So again, now another interpretation of what is Emes Hashem La'olam, the end of Perek Kuf Yud Zayin. It's Dagam Shebiyam. And the Gemara now goes through this piece of Agarata. Kid Rav Huna Damar Rav Huna Yisrael Shabbos Adon Mikad Ne'emuna Hayu. Jews of that generation were of low faith. The Gemara quotes over here from Perek Kuf Vav. That's the perek that deals with the four times a person finds himself in danger and right. We spent a lot of time with this perek back in the Gemara in Brachos because we talked about the Berachos Hagomel, which is associated with the Karban Todah. Anyway, Vayimaru al Yamsuf be Yamsuf. So what do we do? So we rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu al Yamsuf and al Yam and be Yamsuf. Malamet Shehimir Yisrael ba'oso Shah va'amr k'shem shanum olim mitzad echad kach mitzrayim olim mitzad acher. You know, we came out from the Yamsuf on one side. I'm sure the Egyptians came out on the other side. Meaning that we did not have enough emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact, it's rather remarkable, despite the fact that the sea split and we're walking now through walls of water, nevertheless, we were worried, right? The anxiety of running away from the Mitzrim. Okay, so we were worried that the Mitzrim came out on the other side. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sar Shel Yam Plot Oso Liyabasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now instructed the Sar Shel Yam, I want you to spit out the Mitzrim onto the dry land, so the Jews could see that the Mitzrim did in fact die in the sea. Amar lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam Klum Yeshev Shenosna Lo Rabba Matan V'Chozer V'Noto Mimenu. So the Sar Shel Yam says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you just gave us an unbelievable gift, right? All this Mitzrim now that are drowning in the sea, so I guess they're going to be used as food for the food for the fish and whatever. And you gave me a gift, and now you want me to give it back. And so he lodged a formal complaint to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you give it to me now, and I'll pay you back. Not only am I going to pay you back, I'll make it a great deal. And that is, I'll add 50%. So Amar lo Ribbono Shel Olam Yesh Evet Shetoveas Rabo. So the Sar Shel Yam says, look, I really appreciate it, but you know I'm not going to ask. I'm an Evet, you're the Adon, and you're going to find an Evet demanding back his loan, right? And in this case, with interest. So I'm alone, Nachu Kishon Yehelo Arev. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Sar Shel Yam, yeah, you know what? Let's make up a guarantor. And the Nachal Kishon is going to serve as a guarantor. Miyad Palad Asol Yabasho Ba Yisrael Vera Usam Shenemar Vera Yisrael Simitzrayim Meisal Sefas Hayam. So, and that's exactly what happened. And now we know the rest of the story. Now we know Pshat in the Pasuk. So the Sar Shel Yam spit out the Mitzrim. And now the Mitzrim are lying there on the bank of the river, and Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Mesas Fasayam. But now we understand Pshat in the Pasuk. We see the Egyptians dead at the edge of the river. What does that mean? So now we know the behind the story. So my Echad Mechza Shebehem. Now the Gemara says, let's do a follow up over here. Sar Shel Yam was promised that they were going to get 1.5 times the amount that they had to return. So the Ilu Beparuk Siv Sheish Meos Recha Bachor. So how many chariots did Power took out. So Power took out 600 chariots. So the Ilu b'Sisra k'siv tshameos rechav barzel. So and by Sisra in his war against Dvora and Barak, so 900 chariots. So ki also Sisra also alayu b'dakri de parzelah. So when Sisra went to war against Dvora and Barak, so he came out with iron. And hosi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, iron weapons. Hosi HaKadosh Baruch Hu alayim kochavim min mesilo sam dichziv min hashamayim nechamo kochavim. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So he fiddled with the astronomy and the constellations. And so now, basically, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically, he handled the thermostat, if you will. Okay, just giving us a way to wrap our head around this. And the and now what happened was is that all the iron weapons that were used by the by Sisra and his army, so they all got blazing hot. And so now all the weapons become hot, and so they're running to Nachal Kishon because they want to try to cool down the iron weapons. And so now, as they're by the bank of the Nachal Kishon, I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nachal Kishon, lech v'hashlem evronech. So now instructions are given to Nachal Kishon. So you see, Sisra and his army right here in Nachal Kishon. Okay, now you take care of it. Meaning because I got to pay back the Yamsuf. So what you're going to do now is that you're going to basically swallow up all these soldiers, all 900 of them. Miyad nirpas Nachal Kishon v'yishlichem liyam. And so what happened was is that Nachal Kishon took the 900 chariots. And the Shinam of the Pasuk says, this is all by the Shiras Devara. Nachal Kishon, Nirpas Nachal Kedumim. So what happened was that the Nachal Kishon takes the 900 chariots and gives it over to Nachal Kedumim. That's in Shiras Devara. Perikei of Shoftim. So my Nachal Kedumim, Nachal Shinasara, Mikedem, Ba'oso Shah Pitzcho Dagim Shoyam Ba'amar of Emes Hashem La'olam. And now, Akash Baruch Hu, paid back the Yam Suf, and as promised, 1.5 times. Right? You're going now from 600 chariots to 900 chariots. It's a 500, I'm sorry, that's a 50% increase. And that's the payback. And Emes Hashem La'olam, the Dung of Shabayam now are singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes La'amito. Am Rabbi Shimon HaMelech Ishmai Dechsev, Moshiv HaKeres HaBayis. So, okay, so now, obviously, the first part of today's daf was making a big deal over the Halal HaGadol. Second part of today's daf is making a really big deal of the standard Halal. So now what we're going to be doing for the remainder of today's daf is that we're going to be quoting psukim from the standard halal and giving a number of drashas attached to them. Amar Rav Shem HaMelech my dechsev the pasuk Moshiv HaKeres HaBayis Amar Kenes Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Shamuni Banecha Kechul Dazu Hadra Be'ikrei Batim. So Kenes Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, your children now are like a chuldah. Which is that we're going into the crevices and the holes of the houses, meaning that we have to run and we have to hide from enemies. Darsh Rava my dechsev ahavti ki yishma Hashem amar kenes Yisrael ribono shalom emas ani oava lefanecha bezman shetishma kol tachanunai. So when do we know that we have a relationship one with another? When you listen to us. Dalosiva li Yoshia, we're impoverished, and Akash Baruch Hu saves us. Amar Kenes Yisrael, if ne Akash Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Afa Pisha Dala Ani B'Mitzvos, we're poor. Poor meaning spiritually. We don't have a lot of mitzvos that back us up. But meanwhile, Velina La Hoshia, but still, because of the relationship that we have, so you really appreciate, you enjoy saving us. Amar Rav Kana Keshechala Rabbi Shmal, B'Rebbe Yosi, Shalach Lo Rebbe. So, Rav Kana says that when Rabbi Shmal got sick, so, Shalach lo Rebbe, Amor lanu shleim v'shosha dvarim she'amart lanu mishum avicha, we want to hear that which you said by your father. And a number of occasions throughout Shas, and I didn't do a search, but on a number of occasions we find that Rabbi Shmuel is asked to quote his father Rabbi Yossi. It's clear that the later Tanaim had tremendous respect for Rabbi Yossi. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel as well, but they wanted to hear from Rabbi Yossi all the time. And so now, as Rabbi Shmuel now is approaching his death, so they're begging him, please, give us all the Torah that was set over by your father, Rabbi Yossi. So, Shamat Alana Mishum Avicha. Shalach Lo Kach Amar Abba. So, over here now, we're going to go over a couple of limudim that were set over by Rabbi Yossi. And this is reported to us, Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel is in his waning days. And so, at the end of today's daf, we're just going to go through one of them. It's going to take us nearly to the bottom of the Amud. And then obviously we'll stop and we'll pick it up from there. My dechsev, the pasuk says, Halu es Hashem, kol goyim. And now we understand the segue over here because he's pointing now from one of the last prakim of Halo. So Halu es Hashem, kol goyim, umos olam, my avidatayu. So the nations of the world are praising Hashem. Why are the nations of the world praising Hashem? What's going on over there? So hachi kamar, Halu es Hashem, kol goyim. So agavurus v'niflos to avid ba'adayu. So they're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Nisim and the Nifalos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the Jewish people. And now let's make a simple Kavachomer, Kol Shekein Anu, Degavar Aleinu Chazdo. So we for sure have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If others who are basically spectators on and sitting on the sidelines watching what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and they're praising Hashem, so we who are players, so for sure we have to praise Hashem. Simple Kavachomer. The Ode, Asira Mitzrayim Shetavidoron LaMashiach. And not only that, but tributes are going to be paid. So Mitzrayim are going to bring a gift to Mashiach. Kasavar ena makabal mehem. Now Mashiach at this point in time, and I'm going to read the Gemara. I'm going to translate the Gemara. Right? I'm not claiming I have a full understanding. Anyway, so Mashiach at this point in time says, you know what? I'm not going to take tribute from the Mitzrayim. Well, think about what the Mitzrayim did to the Jewish people. So, Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu LeMashiach Kabel Mehem Achzanya Asu Levnai BeMitzrayim. So, and Akash Baruch Hu corrects the Mashiach and says, no, you're gonna accept that tribute. The Mitzrayim were hosts to the Jewish people for hundreds of years. Admittedly, not the best hosts, but still, they were hosts. So, Miyad Yasayu Ashmanim, Manei Mitzrayim, Nasa Kush, I'm sorry, Manei Mitzrayim. Okay, and the Pasuk over here in Tehillim, that gives a vague description of this idea that Mashiach is accepting the gifts from Mitzrayim. Now, so Kush kavachomer ba'atzmo. So now the nation of Kush looks over to Mitzrayim and says, you know what? We gotta pay tribute. Uma halalu shenishtabdu, b'hem kach ani, shelo nishtabati b'hem lo kol shekein. Look, Mitzrayim, they subjugated the Jews and they're paying tribute. So you know what? We didn't subjugate the Jews. Right, and we for sure should pay tribute. So Amalo Kosh Baruch Hu Kibal Mehem. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, go ahead, accept the tribute from Kush. Miad Kush Taritz Yadav Lalukim. So again, a pasuk in Tehillim that speaks to this idea. The pasuk, out of context, we wouldn't have seen this at all as pshat in the pasuk. But anyway, okay. Nasa Malchus Romi Harasha Kavachomer Baatzma. So now Malchus Romi. So they said, you know what? Mitzrayim is paying tribute to Mashiach and Kush is, and we have to as well. So Uma Halal She'ein Achem Kach Anu She'anu Achem L'Kol She'kein. And look, Mitzrayim not related and subjugated. Kush not related. We're Mishpacha. Right, Rome is Esav. Esav is our right, Yaakov's brother, our cousins. So lo kol shekein, I'm lo kadosh baruch hu leGavriel gaar chayes kane gaor chayev v'kane lecha eda. So again, going back to that parak in Tehillim, it's kapitel samaches. Anyway, so and basically gaar, right, the rebukement, right, the no, meaning this is where kadosh baruch hu says no to the Romans. Davar acher. Gorcha is kana shedra bena kanim dechsev yer kasemnu chazir miyar viziz sadayir enu. So it's a reference to the comparison between Roman and the chayos asada. Amar Rebbe Chia bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, goor bechay shekol maaseh nechtavim bekomos echad. Right, the a rebukement to the Romans. Right, this wild animal of a nation. Right, their answer to everything komos echad. It was the same answer, meaning whatever decree was submitted was proposed in the Roman Senate. So the answer was yes, yeah, right. The decree against the Jews, yes. And they didn't look at the specifics of the decree or the time whether it was deserving or wasn't deserving. They just simply said yes all the time. Adas avirim beigle amim sheshachtu avirim kagalim. They shechted the great ones amongst the Jewish people like calves. Shein lahem baalim. Look, they even take bribes and promise us, oh, don't worry, with a little bit of bribery, so we're not going to decree. And meanwhile, they decreed, right? The Gemara over here is obviously significantly castigating the Romans, and we know this, meaning just at the beginning of this discussion, right? Whereas tribute is accepted by the Egyptians and by Cush, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but not by the Romans. Pizer amim. And because we wanted to create some sort of attachment connection to the Romans, so therefore we were spread out. The gullus was as a result of the fact that we even considered becoming close to the Romans. Okay. This will be our stopping point for today, and tomorrow we still have another limud that we have to go through that Rav Yossi gives to us, that Rabbi Shmuel gives to us, b'shem his father Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's stop. Let's quickly recap our daf today. The third and fourth cup of the Dalet Kosos. The third cup is over benching. Fourth cup is over the conclusion of Hallel and Birchas Hashir. The Mishnah told us that drinking additional cups between cups 1 and 2 is acceptable, but drinking additional cups between 3 and 4 is unacceptable. You're not allowed to. And why not? So the Rashbam here in our daf says it has to do with Hishtakras. We're worried that people are going to become intoxicated. The Rashbam quotes the Yerushalmi. And the Rashbam earlier on Kufches 10 Dapim earlier said also it's near a Kemosif. It looks like Baal Tosif. The Gemara's discussion, does benching require a Koshal Bracha? So debatable. Good. Next, on Kufches Chesamad Aleph, Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir that's added to the halal at the end of the Seder? So Rav Yehuda says it's Yalucha, and Rav Yochanan also adds to that Nishmas Kochai as well. Then Rav Yehuda also adds the halal Hagadol. Rabbi Tarfon adds the halal Hagadol, and then a discussion of what exactly is halal Hagadol. To say it succinctly, halal Hagadol is Kapitul Kuf Lamed Vav. There is a range of positions that it may include other Prakim of Tehillim. But to say it simply, it's Kuf Lamed Vav. That's also added into the last section of the Seder. And by the way, the Nirtza, the songs that we sing afterwards, not part and parcel of the Nusach HaGemara, Nusach of the Mishnah, Nusach of the Gemara, and Piyutim that were added historically at later points in time. Okay. The Gemara just, I'm sorry, let's go back to the review. The Gemara discussed Halal HaGadol in detail. First of all, Halal HaGadol, what does it cover? So, okay, good. So, Machlok is amongst the Tanayim. Why is it Halal HaGadol? What's the big deal of Halal HaGadol? So the Gemara says the big deal of Halal HaGadol is no sin lechem l'chol basar. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for every one of us. Halah Hagadol makes it such a wonder, makes it the biggest deal. And Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo va'atzmo does it. Okay. The Gemara quotes the number of drashas from Rav Elazar ben Azariah, 4 in total. And because the first one is, has to do with the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides mezonos shel kol adam, and it's not easy, it's kasha, it's difficult. Again, as we could propose that idea, meaning nothing to Kadosh Baruch Hu is difficult. He's not only omniscient, he's omnipotent. So there's nothing difficult for him, but again, in our understanding of what is difficult, it's difficult for Kadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, as if we could say such a thing. And then the Gemara quoted other members of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And for the remainder of today's daf, we went through the standard challah. The first question the Gemara dealt with is, why on Yom Tov do we say a standard challah? Why in Chanukah do we say a standard challah? Meaning, why not say the challah hagadol, as proposed over here? And the answer of the Gemara is because in the standard halal of Kapitel Kuf Yedal, Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Tezayin, Kuf Yedzayin, so it covers five essential points. Those five essential points are critical for Pesach, and presumably also are going to be used for every other time that we're required to say halal. The 5 points are Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Man Torah, Tchias Amesim, and Chevlo Shal Mashiach. So these 5 points are essential points. And then for the remainder of today's daf, so we're darshaning psukim in halal. Emes Hashem la'olam, the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud Aleph and the top of the Amud Beis, provides multiple explanations of what it means, Emes Hashem la'olam. Who's saying Emes Hashem la'olam? Range of positions. It was Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, as they were taken out of Kivshan Ha'esh. It was Gavriel, as he was given an opportunity to save Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. It was Dagim Shebiyam, who gave back the Mitzrim, but then were repaid by Kadosh Baruch Hu 1.5-fold at a later point historically. Okay, and then the Gemara gives a number of other drashas in the remainder of today's daf regarding Halal Gadol, and then we ended off our daf today with a limud that's given to us by Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem, his father, Rabbi Yossi. We did the first one today. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we continue with the second one.